In the old stories, people sold their souls to the devil for power, knowledge, or eternal youth. But today, people like the Liver King are making the same bargain, but the price keeps on getting higher. Call it a modern-day Faustian bargain where temporary attention can cost you everything. And the Liver King is the next infamous influencer to have completely lost his mind, being arrested in Austin, Texas for terroristic threats to Joe Rogan.
More than anything and everything. Because Joe Rogan, we don't have to make videos. You've never come across something like this. Willing to die, hoping that you'll choke me out. I pray to God, because that's a dream come true. It feels good.
Now, if you saw this man on the streets today, you'd probably walk across to the other side of the road and avoid eye contact at all costs. Liver King now looks like just an insane homeless guy. In just the last few years, he's aged terribly. His family seems to have completely disappeared. He has no relevance anymore. His audience hates him, and nobody wants anything to do with him. His mugshot is the last thing that even gave him fame in the first place. And he's allegedly found himself with a hard drug addiction, scars on his face, and even jail time. Eventually leaving the jail and taking out all of his anger on his own dog. In the videos of him getting arrested, people in the comments were calling him out as the Liver Failure King. Or Liver King looks like Dave Portnoy if he did meth reviews. But how could this guy have fallen so much in just a few years? He was reportedly worth over $100 million at one point. And when you looked at him back in 2022, he was one of the biggest fitness and wellness guys out there. And if he didn't completely lose his mind, might have actually had a chance on Joe's podcast. But now all he's left with is posting video after video, challenging Joe Rogan to a fight, and eventually even going to Austin to find this. Whether to actually have a fight, or just to get his 15 minutes of fame once again.
Just pulling up to the capital of Texas. Guess what? You're dead, bitch. You're dead. We'll book into it with love, but we'll make a mosh pit in the middle. We'll tear each other apart. I haven't slept. I've been waiting to get here. Now we're here.
He declared on Instagram this, saying all of this stuff to a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt, who had no interest in talking to this weird guy, who just seemed annoying and ultimately mentally ill. It got so bad that detectives had to contact Joe, who mentioned he found these posts to be threatening, eventually resulting in the arrest warrant we now see with the Liver King. And a video posted to his Instagram captured the final moments before his arrest, showing him pacing in a hotel room discussing potential jail time and the fight.
Rudy, I only have a couple of minutes before I'm being detained in the greatest state in the world. Greatest state. Welcome to Texas, Joe Rogan. That's how friendly we are.
Where he's then eventually handcuffed and escorted to a police vehicle. And he did get some 15 minutes of fame from his mugshot, but at the cost of everything. And it's kind of a funny story when you see the Liver King's background and what actually made him famous to begin with, especially with his weird personality and obvious lies. But beneath the surface is a much more alarming story that we're now all witnessing. And maybe Liver King is yet another product of the fame industrial complex. Let me explain. His real name is Brian Johnson, and he was once just a muscular, wealthy guy living in Texas with a supplement business and a passion for ancestral living. He saw the rise of influencers going around, especially with people like Joe Rogan promoting masculinity and living in a more healthy, masculine way. And with this, he saw how much money these guys were making. If you had the fame, you had the ultimate marketing tool. You could become insanely rich and well-known just by creating a perfect alter ego. So he rebranded himself as the Liver King, and that was when his life would change forever. He began doing crazy stuff to get attention, like eating raw organs on camera, liver, testicles, bone marrow.
The liver is key!
All while preaching a return to primal values, something that he knew would tap into Joe Rogan's audience base, because his message was simple and extreme. Modern life is killing men, which is true. And to reclaim your strength, your masculinity, and your vitality, you had to reject comfort. And this perfect blend of truthful messaging, along with his carnivore diet and ripped body, made him an absolute character and a magnet for attention all at once. His TikTok and Instagram completely blew up, and suddenly he was just everywhere. Out of nowhere, he was going on podcasts, doing pull-ups with chains, taking bites out of raw animal organs, and of course, selling his supplements to help you become a king yourself. All throughout this, he claimed he was natural. He knew that if he said he was natural, then people would really believe in what he was saying. That if he could be that strong, just by eating liver and doing these weird workouts, it would make it that much easier to sell his supplements. Not only did this help him sell supplements, but it gave him credibility with young men searching for meaning. And it all worked spectacularly. His business reportedly made over $100 million in a single year. And it's weird because when you look at his story, he didn't actually seem that deranged. More so, he was just following the predictable pattern of getting famous online. Because to make it as a viral star online oftentimes means you have to put on a performance. You have to be extreme, you have to be exaggerated, and develop an alter ego that swallows up your entire identity. But when the line's not clear between your own identity and the alter ego you're putting on, the lines to madness start to blur. And oftentimes when the character outgrows the human, people burn out, they either take a huge break, or they lose all sense of what's actually real inside of them. We've seen this so many times before, we actually just made a video on this exact topic a week ago, where we can clearly see each way fame destroys your life. And almost all the time, these crazy people you see like Britney Spears or Michael Jackson were never insane to begin with. But the fame machine forces you into this, where you're always pushing the limits to inhuman levels that it completely erodes your own identity, whether through your alter ego mentally or in Liver King's case physically too. His body was bursting with human growth hormones, yet he continued to say it was just from ancestral living. But it worked, he became a multi-millionaire, he was famous, lecturing the public on discipline, family and self-mastery, and on a very predictable trajectory to sitting down next to Joe Rogan on a podcast. He'd gained everything he'd always dreamed of, but still he was never getting the podcast invite. Which was weird because Liver King had been on all of Joe's friends' podcasts. He was swallowing up Joe's audience, and so he knew that Joe would have had to have seen his content at some point. So why wasn't he getting in contact? Joe never seemed to want to talk to him. It was even rumored during this time that the Liver King had actually gone to a UFC event and tried to buy his way into accessing Joe, or to convince him to do a podcast together. However, apparently Joe was appalled by this, and he clearly knew something was off about this guy. He even later called him mentally ill. But while the Liver King pretended not to care what Rogan thought, this was destroying his identity and core from the inside. It was validating all of his insecurities. I mean, he'd built this entire persona as the kind of primal alpha male Rogan's audience might admire, which meant his whole purpose in life hinged on Rogan's validation, as ridiculous as that sounds. And every day, the hole within him, the one that had swallowed up all of his own identity, needed to be filled with attention, validation, and recognition that would never be satiated. It became clear that for the Liver King, the modern Faustian bargain was real, trading his dignity and individuality for fleeting moments of relevance. And yet it never delivered what he actually wanted. It only offered temporary attention that demands an ever higher price. But he would keep on going, pushing himself and others to the limit to see how far he could truly go. But being noticed mattered more than being respected, when going viral could feel worth more than any cost, no matter the sacrifice. So he continued pushing things to more and more extreme lengths. He kept pushing Joe for a podcast.
Joe Rogan, bro, just fucking invite me on. Release me of all these other things, man. If I could just formally get an invitation onto Joe Rogan podcast, then I'll release myself of leaving tomorrow, but...
He kept pushing his body until it was all swollen up to inhuman proportions, and he would continue to lie over and over again, until eventually everything burst, and the lies and lengths he'd gone to for virality were exposed to the entire world. Suddenly, it was everywhere online that this guy was a complete fraud, and had deceived everyone just to be noticed and to gain millions of dollars. Private messages leaked where he was shown to be spending over $11,000 a month on steroids and human growth hormones. It was clear his entire brand and identity was a complete lie. He was exposed, publicly humiliated, and even forced to admit the truth. And of all the people, Joe Rogan would completely shit on him for this, with Derek for More Plates More Dates, the guy at the top of the fitness industry.
There's no way you can look like that in your 40s. I mean, he's preposterously jacked. Now that we know that he's full of shit, we're talking about the Liver King, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's the guy who calls himself the Liver King, and he's this guy who walks around everywhere with no shirt on. I've seen him in Vegas with no shirt on, big bushy beard, super jacked. And he was telling people that the way he gets that way is by sunning his balls. He literally lays down with his asshole staring at the sun and eats raw liver and just lifts like a maniac. Please show me some preposterous Liver King physiology. He comes clean on steroids. I fucked up.
This was devastating for him. It was almost just death. He'd paid a huge price for this fame, all for it to be taken away in just a moment. His audience turned on him. He lost every bit of virality he once had. Nobody cared or looked at him anymore. Nobody even wanted to be associated with this man. He just looked like a desperate nobody selling everything for 15 minutes of fame. And because he built a persona so extreme and so performative, it devoured the real person underneath. There was nothing left. But the Liver King tried to rebrand. He would just keep on posting, keep working out, and keep on selling supplements. But every time, the views were lower and lower. He was now just a nobody, and the internet had moved on. And it was in this time that his appearance began to change too. He just looked so much older, more weathered, more depressed, and more manic. Rumors of health issues and a quieter lifestyle circulated, until just nobody even cared about this guy. He was just a weirdo. And even his family, who was once a part of this content machine, had now just completely disappeared from the spotlight. He wouldn't do any more podcast appearances, brands distanced themselves from him, and he faded from cultural relevance, which to someone so desperate for fame is basically death. By 2024, he was rarely ever mentioned outside of What Happened To videos online. It's clear that around this time, he was likely beginning his downward spiral into whatever we just saw with him pacing in a hotel room, livestreaming a meltdown, and having his mugshot put up everywhere, with his hero calling the police on him. But maybe Liver King isn't just another clout chaser gone mad, but a product of the fame industrial complex. So next time you see someone chasing internet fame, maybe remember that behind the content is an actual real person making real choices about their life. And think about the huge sacrifice that's actually going into this. I mean, the spotlight is seductive, but it's worth asking yourself, what is the real price of admission?